Hi, Mr. Detective Rose, I'm from the Sheriff's Department. I understand some deputies came down and had a little chat with you about what happened at the street.
I had actually gone down there and they were asking if anybody had seen me. And he said, well, he has.
Could I come in and talk to you about what?
Sure.
Sure. Thank you.
Part of the bond rule, right? Probably get most comfortable when you do.
All right.
I guess the first thing I need to ask is if you have a business address or phone number. What is phone number is? Chicago Park High School.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell me what happened, what you saw or heard?
Well, I working out in the yard, this is 5:30 or later, 5:30, quarter to 6 in the morning. And I had heard the siren in that snow, the other side of the day. So often that I heard a siren, I walked around the house to dump some of the trash out of the dug. Leaves and onions. As I was coming around the house, in the corner of the house, I heard what I thought was a gunshot. It was echoing. So that, I wasn't sure because I couldn't. I was just turning the corner and it sounded fairly loud. I said, well, that's the loudest firecrackers I've ever heard. So it sounds more like a gunshot. Then I thought, well, maybe it's not here. So it didn't seem very far away. So within a few seconds, minute or so, there were more sirens going to what it sounded like over here somewhere. I thought, I don't think those were firecrackers, they were probably gunshots. And then a few minutes later, officer comes by in his car. I'm still working on the yard. I thought, that's something I'm just going to look and walk out to the edge of the property, and then also I ended up having to go across the street. I just wanted to see where he was going, so he stopped up there where he was. And about halfway between this next block and Las Flores. And thought I was carrying a shotgun. And just a weapon out of my pistol. And so I had. He ran up there and I went around and I needed to be standing on there. Who knows what's going on? So I walked back for a second. I told the first officer that I wasn't sure if I'd walk back or not, but I had to think about it for a minute. I said, no, I need to walk back.
Walk back toward what?
Walk back to my property. And I went back to work. But I heard more sirens and I said, you know, this is obviously right down the street. I know that now. So, and I'm not sure the time involved, probably less than that. I walked back again and looked, and I saw at that time officers surrounding what appeared to be an Hispanic, not sure if it was, but he had dark hair, black hair, looked like a male, not real tall, blue shirt. And they had surrounded him and yelling something. And he was in the middle of them, and, you know, he was just walking. And they were walking with him, trying to get him to stop. And obviously, if he didn't have a weapon, they would have stopped him. I know that, so it doesn't make too much sense.
When you say stop them, how do you think they'd have done that?
If this guy did not have a weapon, any one of those officers would have taken him down. Not with a gun, I mean, they would have just taken him down.
He grabbed him and pulled him out.
I mean, there was no question in my mind, they wouldn't have six guys. guys there and all those weapons, if somebody did not have something there, and with those gunshots had already been fired, I'm not sure about what happened there. There's no doubt in my mind that, that, you know, they would have put him down real quickly and easily without having to use their firearms, and they would have drawn him if they didn't have that. They were walking, and one officer was really yelling at him. Whatever was being said, I'm not sure. I'm just assuming he's probably drop it or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, I see them go across the street, and then they disappeared past the house, the corner house down there. So I walked back, and by the time I got back across here and started to work, which was less than a minute, I heard shots, I'd say, five. I'm guessing five. Could have been six, but at least five. Five or six. And that's it. I had to go down there and find out what happened. So.
Did you find out?
No, I didn't. I didn't ask. The officer that was there was asking for witnesses, as I said, and this one woman said, I heard it, so she volunteered, and this other fellow that I was talking with spoke up and said, well, he saw something too. I didn't say anything, but he saw something. So.
Had you told what you saw to his neighbor or his
she
had other
said
person?
Some things. The only thing that she's, we had talked briefly, but it wasn't like we were, I don't think they were really listening to what I had said, because I hadn't really said too much to them about what I saw until she was already over there talking to the officer. But she had said she saw it and confirmed what I was saying, and I hadn't told her what I had actually saw. The only thing that she said that she heard them say, drop a knife. And that's what she was saying. So it's hard for me to believe he had a knife, but he could have.
Why is that?
Well, if I have a knife, I would think that I shouldn't say that. Okay, if I had a knife and I was ready to throw it, then yeah, okay, I'd be shot. So that could be. But because I heard those gunshots beforehand, I'm just thinking maybe that I had a gun. That's what my thought was before I ever heard what she said.
How many volleys or shots did you hear?
The first time? It was probably four or five.
No, not shots, individual shots, but volleys. By that I say you hear four or five shots at one time.
Right.
How many times did you hear four or five or more shots?
Oh, it was just that one time, and then, as I said, a few minutes later, there were, options.
So, you saw, you heard shots, you see him walking across the street, you heard more shots.
Right.
Okay. So you have two volleys of shots.
Right.
Four or five.
Right.
In the first volley, how many shots do you... I understand that you probably heard them more subconsciously than consciously, but how many shots do you think you heard the first time?
I would say four or five.
Okay.
And I think there were a few more the second time, but I'd say four or five.
Okay.
Instead.
No way as many as 20?
Oh, no, not the first time, nor even the second.
Okay.
There were a lot of shots that second time, and maybe there were several rounds, and you could only hear certain, you're hearing five or six shots, but maybe, officers are shooting at the same time, so you hear two rounds shot off, one another, and that's one to you because you hear at the same time.
Sure.
Anyway, but there was some more the second time than the first time. And I just, I just assume that the guy must have had some of this, whoever it was, had something. Reference. I thought he had a gun, but when she said it, I thought it was surprised.
Rhodes. No, you have the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. That's the first.
But anyway, as I was telling the other officers off the record after I finished the suit, anybody in their right mind, even if they're not in their right mind, if there's officers with a gun, you don't do anything. If somebody's drawn their gun, an officer thought, you better stop. And get your hands up and make sure, you know, you better, you know, you don't keep walking across the street, no matter what.
Tell me, how do you know that these men that were surrounding this subject were officers, police officers?
Well, I've got a pretty good eyesight, I can see.
Okay.
You know, the same color uniform. And
so they were all in uniform?
All in uniform.
Okay, and that uniform was what color?
Brown. Okay. Brownish color.
The sheriff's uniform that we see mm-hmm. around town.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of anything else?
Not from what I saw, just opinions as far as, you know, to get this sort of off the record. Walking across the street and I'm thinking, I heard those shots and there was a couple of thoughts and went through my mind and said, well, obviously they shot this guy. My first thought was is they were surrounding him. I hope no officer was shot because they had been shooting across to each other. I can't believe they would have done that, but who knows what happened. So I'm thinking, kind of hoping nobody was, I hope they weren't shot. And then also I said, well, they got this guy. Good. I guess I'm not supposed to do that as a citizen, but I don't mind that. I think anybody that's got whatever it is, maybe it's not a gun, maybe this looks like a gun, maybe it's a knife, or whatever it is, you don't move, you stop. And if you don't, then you get what you deserve. And I think if this, I'm going to preach for a second, if this country would ever get off these civil rights that are so abused in our country, we would have a better society. Maybe we wouldn't have these freaking terrorists, you know, doing what they're doing. Anyway. What happened? What can you tell?
Are you a school teacher?
Yeah. You can tell because I'm on the preach.
No, your viewpoint is refreshing for a school teacher.
Oh, so there's another thought I want you to get going down there. I went down there and people were talking. There's a little group right where it was taped off. Sort of started talking to me and he said, yes, you know, something was shot or whatever. And I said, well, the bad guy got it, didn't he? And they said, I don't know if he's a bad guy. I said, if cops are surrounding somebody and a guy is walking across the street and he's not stopping, he's got to be a bad guy. I said, what would you do if you had that, if you were in that situation? Would you keep walking? I said, no. This one woman that actually was doing it was a witness. She said, no, I would fall into the ground.
Do you know where that woman lived?
She's halfway up the street there on the left hand side. I could tell, I could show you if you need to.
What does she look like? I may have already spoken to her.
Yeah, she, white glasses. When she's dressed, the way she's dressed there, she had a tattoo on the back, and she looked like more of a hippie type.
Let's see her tattoo.
Not a hippie now, but you know, a hippie back in the 60s.
Is it the second house from the corner?
It's the third house, I think. It's the second house, I think, there's an old lady I noticed.
Okay.
I don't really know people up there, sure. But I noticed when I was standing around if there was no way.
Your view of all this was across the street, not on this
across
side?
Across the street. Yeah, I had to walk across the street.
Okay. When they're walking from one side of the street to the other side of the street, and looking out your front door, looking towards Montgomery, that's west.
Right.
Are they walking westbound?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And it was a slow procedure, too. The guy wasn't running, but he wasn't stopping.
Did the guy appear to you to be having difficulty walking?
No, not from that distance. Sort of hard to tell. He was walking slowly.
What would you estimate the distances from where you were standing to that corner?
Well, it's probably 200 yards, 250.
Okay.
My eyesight.
I was going to say, you must have a remarkable eyesight.
Yeah, I get this. Who's that? 15-20.
Wow.
Now that I'm an old guy, I have 20. 25.
How old are you?
56. But I could...
I'm half your age, and you look better than I do.
Well, really? Thank you. But I'll tell you, I just... And then there was another guy that walked, was talking down there. And he was saying the same thing. He says, well, the guy, if he didn't have a weapon or whatever, he really should have gotten shot. I said, he had a knife, supposedly what she said, a knife. I mean, that's a weapon. And so there are two people in this neighborhood that start taking this goody-two-shoe, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, the cops must be bad at it, too. They don't even say that either. They just think that if somebody's shot, oh, it's too bad. Well, I don't think that. I think sometimes these people deserve to be shot. I'm not a good witness, wouldn't be a good witness in the witness stand, because if some defense lawyer starts interrogating me, I'll lose my temper. Tell them exactly where to go, and of course I'll be in jail for a night, but whatever. You know, I can't stand what happens in our country. I can't. I am so disgusted with criminals, and they seem to just, our society wants to spank them on the hand and send them away. People always moaning and groaning about, we got this and we got that, there's problems in our country. Well, put these guys in jail and keep them there, or get rid of them, because they're really bad. They're never going to get good. Anyway, I could go on. I am so, if I was retired, going to the Army, the Marines, or wherever, and saying, you want an old guy? I'd be going to go over there to Afghanistan.